Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
All right, we got to get to all of our questions here in our mailbag. I don't want to spend too much time just breaking the Nats down because this is a mailbag episode of Bustin' Loose Baseball. But let's go quickly through some news of the day here. Davey Martinez did announce, Toby, that they would skip Patrick Corbin. Day off on Monday. They're going to go right to the kids Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in Detroit. So that's Jake Irvin, Mackenzie Gore to round out the series behind Mitchell Parker. So no Patrick Corbin. The reason I find this notable is this tells you that in a situation where they have six starting pitchers, which could be coming in inevitably, right now Patrick Corbin would be the odd man out. Now, there's a lot of time between now and a decision like that where potentially DJ Herz doesn't throw well enough that you think he deserves a spot in the rotation, then someone coming back, whether it's JoJo or somebody else, could take that spot, obviously. But for those of you wondering, could they potentially move Patrick Corbin to the bullpen? I think this is evidence that the answer could be yes. I mean, they are skipping his start. They're prioritizing Irvin and Parker over him. Certainly Gore, that's obvious, over him. So you've got that extra spot because of the Williams injury now that Herz is occupying, but I did think that was notable.
Yeah, and I think it's also notable that this isn't really the first time that they've done this. They've kind of maneuvered things. Remember, they moved Mitchell Parker back a day because they were giving him, quote, extra rest, when in reality, I think they wanted Parker to pitch the first game of a Braves series versus pitching the finale against the Mariners at home. So I think that they're already showing you that this is a guy that they don't want beginning a series because they want to start a series off well. They're already moving him to the back. They're skipping a start. They're going to start going to the young guys. We haven't seen it as much with the bats because otherwise you'd see Lipscomb up. You'd see some other moves maybe being made, but they are starting to show it with the arms. And I think that's encouraging because it shows that they're given even more trust. Obviously Gore, like you said, has earned that trust, but they're giving more trust to a Jake Irvin, even a Mitchell Parker in this case. So I like to see that.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Speaking of starters coming back, two guys rehabbing as we speak. Josiah Gray made his first start in an affiliated level at Fredericksburg in single A. They wanted to keep him close to Nats Park. He pitched today as we record on Sunday. three innings, three runs, three hits for JoJo, who struck out three. He gave up a RBI triple in the first inning and then a two-run homer in the second, and then I believe was scoreless in the third. So mixed bag. You're not really looking at the results. Obviously, you'd like him to shove at the single-A level, but when you haven't pitched in weeks and weeks and weeks, it's kind of just about going out there, throwing strikes, and feeling okay the next day. So we'll await more word on, number one, how he feels, and number two, what's next. And then second, I want to hit this really quickly. Cade Cavalli. Davey said he would not be starting here in these next several days. This is really weird to me, and I don't know what's going on, but my antenna is up here, Toby, because this is not how rehabs normally go. So Cavalli pitched at the very end of May. I want to say right around May 30th. He went like 2 2/3. The Nats are now saying they're backing him off a bit, and they're not because he's injured. They're saying that's not the case, but like he's ahead of schedule, which doesn't really make any sense to me because there's a 30-day window to get him back into the rotation anyway. So the earlier, the better. Although if you think he's, you know, doing too many things too quickly, I guess you could slow it down. But even still, I don't understand why you'd be doing these sim games kind of in anonymity. So I'm not going to say I'm worried. I have some nerves going here for sure, and I don't love any part of how this sounds just until I get more information, because it doesn't really make any sense to me that he wouldn't be pitching in a minor league game again this past week. I thought that was weird, and now they kind of said it would be the same thing this week. Like, I don't really get this at all.
Yeah, to me, it's one of two things. Either they're not leading on about an injury that we're kind of alluding to here. Maybe there's something going on. They need to slow him down, or they kind of feel like something's off mechanically, something they need to work on. They want him to be closer and around the team so Hickey and Doolittle can get a look at him and try to fix things before he goes and makes some more rehab starts. It's odd. Like you said, it's odd. I don't know what to really make of it. Davey insists that he's healthy, so I guess we can take him at his word. And if he's truly healthy, then it just makes it odd. Like, I don't know that there's a whole lot to take up from it, but this is not normal protocol. So it is something to keep monitoring over the upcoming days, and we'll definitely keep you updated and whenever we learn anything.